Previously on The Naughty
Show. Friday night, I do a show, and it's a great crowd. So afterwards, I'm hanging there, and these two, like, cougars are hanging out. They're like, come hang out with us. I'm like, okay, I'll hang out. Suddenly, she just starts going, hey, where are you from? I'm like, Hollywood. She goes, oh, she's probably liberal. I go, yeah, I'm pretty liberal. Oh, you probably like Obama. I go, well, I voted for him the first time. Literally, this is how the conversation went. Oh, so you probably think it's okay to my tax dollars go to pay for poor people. I'm like,
wait.
That's three sentences in, I'm in a war. Well, I'm in Marco Island in Florida, which is as red as you can get.
Yeah.
So it really ends bad. And it just got frustrating because I'm not an Obama fan. I'm not a George Bush fan. I don't like Bill Clinton. I don't care. I don't like either side. And that was what I was trying to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very much on one side. And there's no facts ever. She's not shouting out one number, one percentage, one factoid that would back whatever she said. It's purely emotional based on sound bites she's heard in corporate news.
Yeah.
So anyways, that ends the two great shows in a row. Ends kind of weird. I go,
what do you mean? It ends weird just because you're talking to that?
There were two great shows, and then just to have that.
That was during crowd work?
No, that was after the show.
Oh, so fuck it.
Yeah, but it just kind of had this weird thing at the end. So right. I hate that stuff. I hate being at a club and having an incident that they could be like, yeah, he got a little weird with one of the customers.
Right.
I'm as chaotic as you can on stage.
Yeah.
And I just don't need that. I'm the nicest guy in the world.
So don't let us drown in our tears because you wrote us a one-star review.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
No. Oh, who starts? I always forget. You start. Go ahead, Sam. I'm live.
It is The Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio. Back after a week off. Feeling alive. Feeling sexy.
Mm.
Very excited about it.
Get all
we're here
at
Playboy
ass.
Radio. Also available on All Things Comedy for download.
Yeah, you can download it on All Things Comedy.
A lot of exciting stuff going on.
Sam, it's hard to keep track of. Especially with all these damn kids running around.
These kids. I mean, Playboy is so family friendly.
Well, they do here is they have sort of a minor league.
Yeah.
Well, you know, where they're starting to raise the kids and they're trying to make these kids hotter and hotter over the years.
Yeah.
You know, little tweaks here and there, you know, like maybe a little collagen for a 9-year-old. Get those lips nice and fat. You know what I mean? A girl's 12. Maybe she's not as busty as we hoped. You know, she's 12 at this point.
That's got to be a weird moment when you got to make a cut. Yeah, go, it's not working out.
Yeah.
It's not working out.
Hey, look, you'll be a great hostess.
Yeah. Hey, listen,
you'll be
fine.
A great hostess at Jerry's Deli.
You can do plus,
sure.
Oh, God, I have a bad feeling about this.
Well, Sam, I mean, I guess, is it time for us to peel back the curtain and reveal to the audience what's going on behind the scenes of The Naughty Show?
Sure.
Well, okay, so these guys are supposed to be, I know I would have booked them, because what I tried to
now
do
you
is
got
this.
It. But what is going on? Who?
I book shows where I go, crazier show second.
Right. Okay.
So I was working on a whole bunch of crazy stuff like adult film stars and all this stuff for the second show.
Sure.
And then I got booked on Comics Unleashed for tonight.
Name drop.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
Believe in yourself, available for download.
It is. It's still available on download. Still hilarious.
Guys, listen, we're not happy with where it's at now.
Yeah.
We thought this thing was going to be 2-1 for a lot longer.
No.
Sam, I want to talk to the audience candidly.
Okay.
You guys need to go out there and you need to start forcing downloads. Let's say you're over at your buddy's place. He goes to, you know, take a piss while he's squirting. Fucking download the album real quick.
Oh,
NBD.
Okay. They are here. It didn't go that crazy.
Okay.
All right. Wow, change in Sam.
Oh, God. Hey, let's get on with the show we planned.
Okay.
What?
No, I think that's just
the
lawnmower.
Makes it.
I think that's a flying lawnmower.
The plane makes it. It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
Oh, come on.
Right before everybody's favorite segment.
That's why it's great.
It's time for everyone's favorite segment, Dates Out the Gates.
Dates Out the Gates. It's Dates Out the Gates. Hey, everybody, it's time for Dates Out the Gates.
Gareth, what are your dates out the gate?
I'll be at the Laugh Factory this evening. At 10 p.m. Okay, so you're just going to make the blah, blah, blah face when you add. This is Dates Out the Gates.
Okay, you're ruining our awesome, awesome set.
You are.
Okay, I was. There we go.
Okay, and then I'll be in Phoenix.
Whoa.
Yeah, what's that response?
Whoa.
Boy, we got a new catchphrase.
Yeah.
And it's whoa.
It's boy and whoa. Whoa.
More of it. I'll be in Phoenix with you next week, but boom! This is going to be a good time.
Paulie Calise will be out with us.
It was very funny.
Dude, it's going to be a murder show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a murder show.
You don't want people to think people are going to get murdered.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, people are going to get murdered.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
Gates at the Gates took a turn.
No. Yeah, well, it was worse when it started. Oh, come on! What?
We just had to put Dates at the Gates down.
Yeah.
It was foaming at the mouth. It was talking nonsense. We had to take Dates at the Gates out back and put a bullet in its head. Two of them.
Very excited for the big... This will be out tomorrow. So Thursday, if you're in the Southern Cal area and you want to see an amazing show, please come out to Triple E X at Crazy Girls. Mm-hmm. Super excited about this show, man. The lineup is killer. Brody Stevens, Duncan Trussell, Red Band, Rucka Rucka Ali is doing some songs. Justin Riviera is doing some filthy magic. Tara Patrick's coming down with some fleshlights. Mm. The girls of Crazy Girls are going to be doing dancing in between each thing. And then L.A. Speedweed has jumped on. He's bringing mad amounts of joints.
L.A. Speedweed, Los Angeles' number one medical marijuana delivery service. That's L.A. Speedweed, yes. LASpeedweed.com. L.A. Speedweed, if you're not using L.A. Speedweed, you think abortion's funny.
Yeah, but I do think abortion's funny.
And then you're not using it.
Okay, so that's going to be a big show. If you go to my website, click on the blog, or go to Brown Paper Tickets and use the promo code SAM, S-A-M, you can get 2-for-1 tickets. Now, if you use Speedweed, if you use the Speedweed promo, you get 2-for-1 tickets and a $20 coupon for some fat, tasty.
So those of you using the promo code SAM, what's
your
problem?
Yeah, are idiots. Yeah. Are idiots.
It might be the people who don't know how to spell L.A. Speedweed.
Yeah,
they've just learned how to spell SAM. The easier one.
So that, and then of course, next week I am headlining the House of Comedy in Arizona. It's a brand new club. I'm one of the first ones to be going out there. Very excited about this show. So again, the lineup is amazing. Nah, so that was Dates Out the Gates.
That was Dates Out the Gates. Dates Out the Gates is brought to you by Arby's. Arby's Roast Beef Sandwiches. We don't know what Dates Out the Gates is, but we do know what a tasty roast beef sandwich is. Come on down to Arby's. Horsey sauce is plentiful.
Yeah. Going to record Comics Unleashed after this.
Wow. All right. So walk me through the head of a comic who's about to go on Comics Unleashed. What's he thinking?
Well, the whole thing is what's going on in television right now, you don't know what you can or cannot say.
That's a good bit. Do that on this show. I love it.
Okay. Who are you, Brian Allen? Right
now? Yeah. Do it. Yeah. So, Sam, you were on TV recently.
What have you noticed about TV? Have you noticed anything about TV?
You don't know what you can or cannot say.
I always thought that was weird.
No, you're supposed to go to other comedians.
Oh, yeah. Carrot Top, you were talking about what would happen if a fish fucked a lawnmower, right?
What do you think that would look like?
What would that be like?
All right. So last night, the Comedy Store, the Comedy League Basketball League started. And it's a big thing. I love playing it. I've been playing it for like 6 or 7 years.
All right.
My minutes have slowly gone down.
Listen, you know what I mean? That's bound to happen.
As the league has gotten blacker, my minutes have gone down.
I'm shocked by this.
Yeah.
Normally Armenians are known for not riding the pine.
But I didn't go to the game.
Whoa.
Why?
Let me ask. Okay.
Dana. No controversy.
It sounds a little controversial, Sam. We're in too deep.
No. Dana recently shot two of Neil Diamond's new music videos.
I thought you were going to say dogs. Yeah.
What?
Oh, my God.
We're not going to put down Neil Diamond.
No, shot.
Oh,
it sounded
no.
like, yeah.
She went. So I was invited to go with Dana to the premiere of his new record.
Okay.
And so we went to Capitol Records, and we went to the big studio. They basically premiered the album in the big studio where the Beatles and Frank Sinatra sang all their music to produce their albums.
Now, maybe some bands people have heard of, just so that people can relate.
Oh, what? Yeah, what? Frank Sinatra and the Beatles.
Okay, yeah, sure. The obscure bands. What about like Soundgarden?
I'm sorry.
Soundgarden record there? Audioslave been there?
Hold on.
Audioslave.
Soundgarden is the relevant.
Has Hanson ever recorded there? Answer me the question.
Soundgarden is the one you go for relevant. That's hilarious. The band that hasn't put out anything in about 20 years.
I forgot the Beatles put out that album 5 years ago.
Yeah, but
it's still more relevant.
It's not.
It is.
It is not.
Maybe not. Keep going.
The Beatles are not more relevant. I mean, the Beatles
are much more
relevant.
Okay, I agree with you, Sam. The Beatles are not more relevant. Keep
Vicky,
going.
Can you weigh in?
They are more relevant. It was a bit.
Clearly.
I'm not going to stand here and argue Soundgarden is more important than the Beatles.
I know that. But
it feels like
Chris Cornell versus John Lennon.
Never heard of the latter.
Good point, Vicky.
Thanks.
So we went there, and it was very interesting. He played a couple songs, and one of the songs was, I'm going to be honest with you.
So wait, he plays them live?
No, they played
they
it.
They play the song,
and then
you
he
listen.
Came out, okay. And he did Q&A.
Okay.
And I was so close to asking a question, because nobody wanted to ask a question. I'm like,
I'd always dream. Whoa.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
This new record's totally different than his other works.
Neil's gone in a weird direction.
But
he's dating Yoko.
So someone asked him, what are the bands that you like to listen to? And he goes, I don't listen to music. He goes, I don't want to be influenced by anybody else. He goes, I only listen to the songs that I heard before I was 16 years old. And he's 74. He's listening to that old music from back from the
Boardwalk Empire soundtrack type of music.
Yeah, that's what he's listening to.
So he would really be on board with the anti-Soundgarden movement. Yeah. Put forth.
He wouldn't even know what you're talking about.
He'd be like, my garden's quiet.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how he talks.
This next one's called Buggalo Bill.
Yeah. But the reason I say that, because I've said this, I was talking to Vicky about this, and I've talked probably about it on this show.
Sure.
Is that I don't watch stand-up comedy.
But, okay. Really? But yeah. you do by proxy, because you're seeing stand-up.
I'll tell you what I do. I mean, even when I'm performing with you, I'll peek my head in for a second, see how you're doing, and I'll go right out. I don't want to listen to comedy. I don't want to be influenced by anybody. I want to write freely. It is a torture.
I think that's so crazy.
It is. It's torturous.
I think that's the craziest
thing. But I don't
want
anything to... I want to write freely.
Okay, so here's what I will say to you, Samuel.
Yeah.
Can I call you that?
No.
Okay, Samuel. And is maybe that's just because you've been doing it so long, you're at that point. Because I still find watching stand-up, good or bad, helpful. In a way that it just either makes me go, like, even when with you, like when I watch, you know, your act multiple nights in a row, I feel like you just by proxy are gaining. Oh, yeah, it should be more of that shit or, you know, get.
No,
a little,
I get what you're saying. And,
but have you never?
I don't watch.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Have you ever? That's a
never.
Great question. Have you ever?
You've
liked
never.
It?
I mean, you've watched stand up.
I'm not saying I've never seen anyone ever tell a joke. I have. I work in comedy clubs. I'll walk through. I'll see everybody. But I only peek my head in.
Yeah.
I've only watched two specials all the way through recently.
Okay.
And that was Nick Swartzen's last one.
Uh huh.
And Joe Rogan's last one.
Okay.
That's all it. Right. I don't sit through albums. Now, I mean, I saw Bill Burr's special from, they did his half an hour before he blew up a million years ago. That's it. But
yeah,
but
we were listening to Raw Dog when we were driving to Vegas, a little Raw Dog comedy.
Yeah, but I really don't listen
Yeah, I
to
hear
it.
You. All right.
I can't watch it. I just, because most of the time I could tell you what their act's going to be.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we only hit you with it when we have to. We have a breaking news brief. Right now, finding out comedian Samuel Tripoli has never, ever, ever listened to another person tell a joke.
That's
more
not
on that,
what
we
I
go
said.
Live to Sam Tripoli.
I never said that.
All right,
back
and that's all
studio.
We have time for right now. That's the end. More at 11. News break is brought to you by Arby's.
Yeah. I love our sponsors, man.
Arby's has been
even
so
if they
good
don't want to sponsor us.
Arby's is. I love that Arby's is kind of the silent partner.
Yeah.
Like they've never had any contact with us yet. You know, it's a relationship.
Yeah, it really is.
You know the deal.
Some might say a stalker relationship. But
yeah,
it's still a relationship.
Sure. I mean, sure. Maybe you go into Arby's three times a day, different Arby's, just to walk around. Whatever.
Guess what's time for? Five-star
reviews. Five-star reviews.
We got some five-star reviews.
It's been a while, Sammy.
Hey, who's sponsoring this five-star review?
Well, Sam, five-star reviews is brought to you by Arby's Roast Beef Sandwiches. Arby's Roast Beef Sandwiches. Subway took the yoga mat out of their bread. We didn't. Fuck them, Arby's. Five-star reviews. Let's start at number three. Number three says, good show. It's a five-star review.
Oh,
it's...
we've already heard that one.
All right. Let's go to number two.
Yeah.
Five-star review. blow my ears out. Oh, that's this son of a bitch.
Five-star review. Come on.
The five-star review from Blow My Ears Out named Whoomp Top. Please turn down Gareth's mic. He likes to yell, and it totally peaks and blows my ears out. Otherwise, I love the show. Sam is the man and Vicky rocks.
Five-star review.
No,
next one.
Fuck him. Wait, you motherfucker. Give me my mic back. Oh, my God. Was my mic on?
No, it is.
Oh, yeah. Son of a... All right. Number one, 5-star reviews. Warm and lathered from Eva Lucan. Just let it sink in. Shh, stop fighting it. Don't mind the smell. It's okay. They are good ones. They aren't like the others. You know what? I think we maybe just should retire 5-star reviews.
No, never.
Yeah,
for the rest of my life.
People are saying things five that nobody else believes.
You're making us laugh. We really enjoy
but
it.
But I have a new game.
I have a new game.
5-star review game.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news.
Well, God.
It's called...
Breaking news. We got a new game.
Hi, Sam. I'm here with a brand new game for the Naughty Show podcast called 5-Star Stitcher Reviews. But are they all 5 stars? Let's find out now.
Here we go.
Number 3 from USN Raver. Awesome podcast. Good guests, even naughtier topics. Keep them coming.
Boom.
Number 2 from Steve31. You guys rock. I listen to your show every day at work and I'm constantly laughing. Please bring back Schizophrenic Surfer.
Done.
And now number 1.
Number 1.
And this is going to be our game. What I want to know is, based on the title of this review, who is this review about and why?
Oh, fuck.
The title of the review is...
It's about me, I guess.
Okay Show, Horrible Person.
Is there no chance this is about, not about me?
This is from username Not a Fan.
Okay, here we go.
This is... shit.
Okay Show, Terrible Person. I'm sorry. Okay Show, Horrible Person. Sam, you said that you guess it's about you. Do you have a reason why you think it's about you?
No.
Just because Sam walks around thinking he's a horrible person.
No, because I don't know. Go on.
Gareth, any guesses?
I'm going to go with Sam.
Okay. Well, you're both right. I went to this show with my friend on Marco Island.
Oh, I know why. Okay.
The show itself was okay. After the show, however, he came by our table and my friend offered to buy him a drink. Now, this is great, Sam, because you've told this story on
now
the show.
I know who it is.
But here's this guy's opinion.
And it's not a guy.
After asking what I did for a living, which is in healthcare, he went on a political rampage. It was really quite unbelievable if he considers himself a professional. He'll certainly not get our business again. He was absolutely belligerent and wouldn't let my friend get her opinion in even to make a comment. Pretty sure he'd have thrown a punch if it would have landed him in jail. Extremely narrow-minded
funny.
For someone who bases many of his jokes off minorities.
Oh, jeez.
Sam Tripoli.
Oh my! Is that the worst review you've ever heard in your life?
I thought the one about me being too loud was hurtful. This is a great one.
That review was dead on.
Okay. Why don't you introduce our guests, and then I'll tell you the whole story.
Wait for Sam's response. But right now in studio we have the comedy film nerds Chris Mancini and Graham Elwood.
Hello,
great
welcome,
to be here, guys.
So nice. Thanks for bringing us during the day.
Yeah.
Usually it's like come at night. The first time I did this, I'm like, oh, Playboy Radio. All the playmates are locked up.
Oh,
we don't
yeah.
get to see them. Just some dirty security guard. During the day, they're having auditions.
Yeah.
Oh. You guys, after the show, stop by their audition.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No,
get
no,
a
no.
read. Get a, how are you guys at Cold
hey,
Reads? Good?
Did you guys bleach your assholes before you got here?
Of course we did.
Okay, then you're good to go.
Coming.
Well, we just started selling the Comedy Film
before
Nerd.
Before and after.
Yeah.
That'd be the best before and after poster. Like, my God. Is there a neither box? Oh, my God. Looks like Casper's butthole.
But we always do it with movie-themed bleached assholes. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Like mine says Rosebud from, you know, the classic cinema. Yeah.
Can we go back to that
Citizen
review
Canis.
Real quick?
That review, that review was amazing.
My favorite thing is...
is the whole review.
Is, no, he would have punched her if he wouldn't think he'd go to jail. Nothing in that interaction said I was going to... Have you ever been to Marco Island?
It makes you want to punch girls. Every time I've been in there, I just want to lay one on them.
Oh, it's just like, Marco Island.
Shut up.
Shut up, whore. Bam.
God, she just wouldn't shut up. Oh, the lobster. And,
can you please turn down his microphone? It is just this really rich area of Florida. It's like an island. It's rich as hell to be there.
It's off of like West Palm Beach or
yeah,
something like that,
right? Yeah, it's like really rich. Right. And it's very conservative.
Sure.
And that, her how she says it went, is not how it
of
went.
Of course not.
Yeah, you got to review
literally
her
start
podcast.
Like, hey, you want to have a drink with us? I'm like, I don't drink, but I'll sit down because it's either that or just go
so
back.
If George Will owned Catalina.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. 100%. 100%. So
I don't drink, but I do punch women.
Yeah.
Mind if I take this chair?
Yeah. Only if they're white.
Yeah. So I love, this is my favorite part of that review. The second favorite part is that they sit down and they go, hey, they're like, hey, fun show. I'm like, thank you. Like, where are you from? I go, Hollywood. Literally, the next statement is, oh, then you probably think Obama's doing a good job. And it was off and running from there.
All right.
And you don't. That's what's funny.
No, I don't at all. I mean, like, I vote for him the first election.
Yeah, but sure.
And then after that, I'm like, I the whole system sucks.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is right. People will be like, if you're like, no, I don't like Obama, they're like, well, then you like him. You're like, no, I don't like either of them.
Yeah,
they're all very disappointed.
And they can't understand that.
Yeah.
They think it's either you got like this side or that side. You can't be like, both suck.
Yeah.
They don't
You know what? That review is just typical. It's like the people who are having a birthday party at a comedy show and they won't shut their fucking mouths.
Right.
And then you go shut them. They go, what? We're just laughing. No.
Yeah.
You wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But listen to what she goes. She goes, coming from a guy whose whole act is making fun of minorities. The thing that went nuts was out of nowhere, this woman goes, so you think my tax dollars should just go help people who just want to do drugs? That's like within 2 minutes.
God.
That's where the conversation goes. And all she's talking about is that she doesn't want her money to go pay for black people to do drugs. That is the theme of our argument. And I'm just like, you don't know why people are where they are. I've struggled with drugs and alcohol my entire life. You know, not my entire life, but basically since I moved to L.A. I've struggled with it.
Start voting for Obama doing goddamn crack.
Exactly. But you don't know where, like, some people come into life just born with two strikes against
you.
May
have gotten turned out by a conservative. She doesn't know.
And there's something I'll tell you about conservatives. They're doing the blow. They're doing the weird shit.
God. They have the money to.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing that's so annoying about that is it's that classic, like, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps like I did. No. Daddy, put you in a private
100%.
School.
100%. It's like it's the old saying. Some people go through life thinking they hit a triple when they were born on third base.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's just the truth. But that's the funniest thing about that review is that it's so based in lies. The whole thing.
What was great is like he's told
like
the story.
A true conservative.
It's from 4 months ago. So you told that story when you came back. So when I read this, I knew exactly
where
that
it was going.
Right. Yeah.
The fact that they would go on Stitcher
and be
like,
I'm
going to hurt him. You know, it's like, who even cares?
And that's those people who come to the comedy show are annoying or whatever. Coming back here again. Good motherfucker.
Yeah. Yes, right.
I'm putting your photo above the
what
goddamn
the
front. Of the, yeah, like don't.
That's it. I'll never destroy a room again.
Yeah.
Good. Fuck off. Great.
Fine. Then I'll never go to this vineyard again.
Yeah.
That'll learn you.
I just shot some. This guy's Maryland. Doing a movie on stand up, and he was interviewing
on minorities,
comics.
Right?
Yes. Minorities. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Because I was.
You must have had a field day. Wanted to punch the AD. That's female.
Yeah. Oh. Did you give all the minority comics drugs?
Yeah, I did. Here's your crack. $10 for you.
Vote Obama now. Vote Obama. Obama. Keep voting for him. Come on now.
He'll take rich people's money and give it to you.
Yeah. So I was talking about how like the people that drive me crazy when I go to shows are white women over 40. Because they show up looking to get offended, and what they want to do is at the end of the show, when all the comedians are just kind of hanging out, selling merch in the same area, they will walk up, and as loud as they can, they will declare who is the winner.
Yeah.
And it's not who's the funny, and everybody's funny. It's who offended them the least.
Yeah.
You're the best. You should have. You are so funny. You're like, you just weren't offended by him. You are so angry because a lot of these people that come to comedy clubs, they're watching like Ellen during the day. And I like Ellen. Her stand-up was great. And I like a spectrum of comedy.
Right.
You know, for to have Doug Stanhope, you got to have an Ellen. Or everybody would be Stanhope. And then nobody's special. You know, everyone's got to be different. But it's like they come from that which is warm, fuzzy, everything's happy, happy. And they go somewhere where someone's got an opinion and they go,
they moan.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck home.
Yeah.
Well, also, you know what I mean? And the other thing, too, about that group, when they have a fucking birthday party, They are the worst. Yeah. They are the they're worse than the bachelorette party.
Do you know that they're not that the biggest gay bar in Hollywood has banned bachelorette and birthday parties from their gay bar?
Yeah.
Like they can't drunk girls can't go get drunk at gay bars because they're so obnoxious.
Yeah.
They kick them out. That's
yeah, and that's what happens when you have a room full of men who don't want what's between their legs. They're like, you are useless.
Yeah.
You
why,
are just
yeah,
a huge anchor.
There?
Get out of here. We don't need you.
Wait, I don't understand the motivation. Why would they go there for a bachelorette
all right,
party?
Well, I guess
penis
maybe
memorabilia.
To not get hit on, but
yeah.
That's crazy, too.
No, it's
right?
Just like maybe it's a fun bar and everyone's... It's probably a place where everyone's got little dicks hanging around their necks all over the place.
Yes,
everybody
is.
Great mixed drinks.
There's a comedy, the Jared Thompson, who runs the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, has told people when they call up, I love this guy for doing this. We want to have our bachelorette parties. Like, this probably isn't the place for you.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow. He goes, because he goes, if you guys are going to want to have fun and make it all about you, that's not what this is for.
Right.
Don't come here.
Yeah.
That's
you
amazing.
You know, I heard of this. I heard a bachelorette party hired a comic for a private party.
Oh,
that's
God.
What you should do, though.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. Yeah. I'll just sit there and make fun of Cindy all night, yeah. And it's great.
What a whore.
Yeah.
And then the comic knows what to expect.
I'll
the
see
comic,
you on Marco
yeah.
Island.
The comic is, yeah, exactly.
That would be amazing if this party booked for Sam for a private show. They're just to be like, so, you love Obama.
Yeah.
Fuck, can I do my act? No, you're ours for an hour.
He won't be getting our business again. Good.
He won't get our business.
You won't be getting my stand-up again. How about that one?
Yeah. I don't want your business. Yeah. You're too dumb to follow me.
Yeah.
How many people are in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
6 billion.
Get the fuck out.
I can afford it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I will be fine with that. I guarantee you most comedians don't want you there.
Yeah, I'd rather have 40 people that got it than
100%, dude.
Well, and what you're going to love is like you're going to have these Obama supporters finally showing up to your shows and you're going to kind of become the Obama comic.
Yeah,
because you love him and you want to blow him so much. Yeah.
And all of your merch is going to go directly to black people having drugs.
Yeah. That's what
I've talked about I would bang Obama just for the story.
I would just bang Obama?
It just for the story.
Yeah,
like,
I think he's the president. I think he'd bang you.
No, I got to bang him. Yeah. I got to bang him.
Wait, you wouldn't do it the other way?
No.
But for the story?
I'm not gay,
no,
Vicky.
No.
No, I fuck you, him. I'm picturing Michelle.
I would let the
he's loving it.
I would let the president of the United States throw me down. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, yeah. I wouldn't. It's not. It's,
that's the commander in chief,
my boy.
Come on.
I'm like, if aliens are attacking, he's got things straight. I'd let him hit it. That's about it.
You know, it'd be amazing.
He's got me like, I'm so confused.
You'd had him get his head on right for the alien invasion.
He's just toweling himself up.
That's
like, that helped. That
that's
helped.
A goddamn American right there, Sam Tripoli. That's
that
what
would
that
be a
is.
Great movie. Well, the only way I can stop the aliens is. If I fuck you up your ass. What?
You don't think that portal's been made?
Yeah.
All right. If it has, they're really working.
If it
right.
hasn't, you need to make it here on this show.
Yes. That makes perfect sense.
We can make
sense.
It this afternoon.
You guys are the... You
get
guys
the press
the...
secretary in here.
To press Sam's face into the pillow.
Eat it.
You guys
you are now Minority Whip.
Yeah. Boom!
Chris Mancini, ladies and gentlemen, at Chris J. Mancini on Twitter. Come
fight.
On now.
He'll be here all week.
Second show's
so
a 10.
So the Podfest is coming.
Yes!
Let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
L.A. Podfest, it's our third year. We are happy to have the Naughty Show back in
We're
the
We're excited. Hey. This one is going to be a great one. We want to talk to you about it. So, yeah, get into this.
Yeah, if you go, it's September 26th through the 28th. I think most of the discount hotel rooms might be done.
Yeah, they're sold out.
Those are sold out. I think there are still rooms available at the slightly higher rate. But if you go to lapodfest.com.
It's not that much higher. You can handle
it. And then if you live in the L.A. area or going to be in town, for $100, you get access to the whole festival. 35 shows, a stand-up show, parties every night, live band karaoke, closing night party.
And it's not just the parties. The sponsors have stepped up, and you're going to get some free food and drink throughout the weekend.
We got the sponsors to pay for some stuff.
Boom.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of swag. Like, you'll get, because the sponsors are wanting you to take their
and to have a good time.
And have a good time. And
that's
just, it's going to be a blast. It starts Friday night.
Who are some of the people, so, in case, you know, because there's also a way to the live stream this.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're going to get in a little bit of that. But who are some of the shows that you can see there besides the Naughty Show?
Naughty Show, you can see Death Squad, you can see Marc Maron, you can see
Aisha Tyler,
Janet Varney, Jimmy Pardo.
Jimmy Pardo, is he doing, guys in the booth, is he doing, Jimmy Pardo doing mornings now here at Playboy TV? No. Oh, I know he's doing, he was doing a week or two here.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Which is a great, like, I like Playboy. Good job, Jimmy Pardo. That'd be such a great fit in the morning.
He's so great and never not funny. Like, you know, he was one of the early shows and what they went through, and they, you know, were for free and one of the top shows, and then they did a pay thing, and then now they're back to free again, and, like, we had a great interview with him for Earbuds. But yeah, come check out the festival,
there's
man.
There's a ton of shows that we added. Just added James Bonding.
Yeah.
Which would be really
Matt
fun.
Myra's show where each episode they talk specifically about a James Bond movie in depth. It's very nerdy.
But how many movies are there and how long can that go?
Oh, it's gotta be.
I mean, we're episode 230. No, 240.
Oh, well, they go, you know, multiple episodes over one movie.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll say this month we're talking about Moonraker or whatever. Yeah. And it's just like, it is so nerdy. Like, it's the most, I mean, we thought we were nerds, but this is like such a specific.
Like, oh, good to know. Good to know. Yeah,
but you know what? Even like, more. There's a guy I know that's obsessed with James Bond. And I'm like, oh, I should tell Ross about this.
If he doesn't listen, he should.
Right.
So we just added to Keith and the Girl out of New York, Risk out of New York.
Oh, great.
So it'll be really
So is it you're bringing a couple of New York City people over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every year, you know, we it's our third year, so we try to bring in, you know, some shows we haven't brought in before and maybe some shows that, you know, didn't do it the first year, whatever. So we're always trying to mix it up a little bit and have the staples in there. A lot of it is just figuring out comedian schedules and
Todd
all that
Glass
stuff.
Todd Glass will be there, too.
Todd Glass will be there. So
is he do a podcast still, or is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought so.
Todd's podcast is the most, it's like pure Todd. It's like unbridled. It's 3.5 hours of him.
It's id.
It's total.
It's pretty much id.
It's insane.
He is one of the few comedians that can be on and people love it.
All the time.
There's some people you're like, dude, we're not civilians. Turn it off. You know what I'm saying? We're in the league. Turn it off. Yeah. Let's for a second all have a moment just to breathe here. Joke machine.
Yeah. And his show live, like when he was in the year one of the festival, couldn't do it last year because of the schedule. He did it year one. He brought a jazz band. He lights
That's
his,
great.
It's great. Total.
That's great.
It's great. And that's the beautiful thing about the festival. Like, each show can just do their thing. You guys can bring bleached assholes and clownfish or whatever.
That was my next question.
Yeah, don't even say that as a joke,
can we
please
show nudity?
Can we show ass? What's the asshole policy?
I don't want to scare. I just feel it would be too much.
Do whatever you want. Here's what I mean.
Buttholes, the nerd heads will explode.
I wouldn't do that. I'd say anything above the waist. Yeah. We'll keep it. Do that.
Just nothing gets spread.
PG-13?
Right. Yeah, I'd go R.
I wouldn't go that
R.
crazy. I wouldn't go that.
Well, wait. Hard R?
No.
Like a hard R.
Or soft R.
And let me tell you this. If you do something super crazy that you think you're not sure, don't tell us beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Ask for forgiveness.
I have an idea. Let's leave it up to Vicky.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
We trust her judgment.
Yeah. Oh, if it was up to Vicky, we'd just be a bunch of feminine nerds up there.
Here we go. Here's the Obama speech
like
again.
Like all the successful shows at the festival, Samuel.
I got you.
He's about to punch her. You
Vicky
can just see.
Vicky Duck.
He's so Asian.
Can I see you in the elevator? Can I see you in the elevator?
It's like you're a one-woman bachelorette party right now. Yeah. Be careful.
Say something funny.
So you guys shot a movie, Earbuds?
Yes.
Is it debuting?
No. We're
still shooting.
We got a lot more to shoot.
Oh, really?
We had a meeting with the editor today, and we're actually shooting all through the festival.
Right.
I mean, let's be clear. Like, the first, 90% of the movie is shot.
Yeah.
And I've been, over the summer, I've been watching all the footage, and Chris and I have been working on what the outline and story is going to be. And a lot of the storylines we've started to realize are going to be kind of wrapped up at the festival.
Oh, that's nice.
And then we deliver to the editor in October, so it'll be ready in the spring.
Wow.
So your text about you whether or not you guys made the cut, Sam, don't worry, you got time.
Yeah.
we feel
a Hail Mary. At the Podfest, we'll be like, hey, come here. You don't break the crew. Come here. Come on. Over here. I want to do an interview. Ask me these questions.
So, Sam,
but we
you
feel
might...
really good about it. It's coming together really nice.
Yeah, we're happy.
I mean, there's got to be, you've shot a lot of stuff.
Yes.
It's got to be hard choices coming up.
Yeah, it is hard choices, but the thing that, what happened
not
is...
Not as hard as you think.
Not as hard as you think. A lot of dead weight. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Honestly, well, it could be 20 minutes.
Here's the thing. I was talking to Vicky about this, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. I think the choices come down to three things, and Vicky doesn't agree with me on this.
I can't wait to hear this.
It's
interesting?
So exciting.
Is it interesting? Are they popular? Or is there like a really good story between a listener and the PodFest? That's what I think. Like, you need some PodFests, some podcasts that are big names that will draw people to the movie. You need a good connection because that's kind of the story. Like, oh, hey, a tsunami hit my fucking country and sharded got me through it. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that. You know? And that's
the guy
connection.
Who after the tsunami just said who sharded and people are like, that thaws the ice a little bit. That feels nice.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Funny. Oh
but gosh. It's a podcast. And then it's gotta be like who's interesting. Which is like what I think we brought.
Yeah,
and maybe I'm wrong.
No. It has nothing to do with that. It's just
what is this?
It's just footage of me surfing. That's the whole movie, and working out. That's all it is.
That would be amazing.
There's footage of me in Australia going, "Where's Graham?"
Yeah, that's it. Chris is lost internationally, and then me working out. No, you're very close. That is what we are looking for. Obviously, right. We need big names, but we also the movie is about the connection between the podcaster and the fan. And the uniqueness of podcasting. So I'll tell you this. No other, and we interviewed people and then showed them recording their show. Nobody had clownvis or strippers.
Yeah.
Weird.
So that's Sam. That's why you're.
That's what I'm saying.
You're in the running.
We fall
kid.
Under interesting.
Yes.
That's your golden ticket.
Yeah. That's why I did it. I'm like, I'm going big or going home.
Smart. No, that was smart because visual. Because here's the thing: the movie, obviously, podcast fans are going to, oh, this is awesome. But we really want. This movie for the 80% of the population, like, what's a podcast? To watch this film and go, oh, it's anything?
Yeah,
it's clownvis. It's talking about movies. It's a guy James Bond. It's whatever.
And here's why it means so much.
And here's why
it
means so much to so many people. So that to me, like, you know, a shot of Chris and I recording Comedy Film Nerds in his garage next to. You know, crazy stripper on a pole. You know what I mean? Like, that shows, like, it can be...
And that next to the Freakonomics guys.
Yeah,
you know? Right. Exactly.
I love that podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is, like, that shows you the spectrum of what it can be.
I'm really excited that you guys are live streaming this whole thing.
Yes.
We're working on that now, and the tech is going back and forth. It's really complicated.
It is.
And we realized one of the reasons it's really complicated is because no one's ever done it before.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. There's no way we can go, oh, how did you guys do it? Oh, there is no person.
Plenty of people have live streamed live events, but the way we're doing four rooms at once and the user can flip back and forth between these shows, and then everything's...
Like chat roulette.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's
really.
That's podcast guys are beating off, right?
Exactly.
Or the other
one. You can do both. You can beat off if you want to... Oh,
it's on the table. It's on the table.
Literally, he's pointing to sample.
And it will be archived, so you could do both.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, we've already had some fans go, well, I'm coming to the festival, but... You know, I can't watch everything, so I'm going to buy this live stream because for 3 weeks after the festival, you can see it.
Perfect.
So we haven't launched yet, but what we will do, it'll be $25 for the whole weekend, but each show will have a coupon code. So you'll have a coupon code like Naughty, and that'll get you $5 off.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to start tweeting the hell out of it.
As soon as that is launched.
I think that's a good thing
for
us.
Or I think your code will be drugs for black people.
Yeah, I'll take that.
That's the number.
Drugs for black people.
Yeah. Okay, that's the number four, guys. That's the number four.
Those are a few of our favorite things. Drugs, the number four, and black people.
Yeah. Yeah. Drugs, Favre, and black people.
I'm cool.
Favre. Brett Favre. Yes. It's a Brett Favre reference. That's so great.
So it'll be great. So your fans will actually get $5 off. and then they can watch the whole thing. And then after it's over, they could watch the stuff that they may have missed. And you're also going to get like bonus footage, like interviews in between yes. podcasts as they're getting like set up.
Oh, wow.
It'll be really kind of like a behind the scenes thing.
I'm
it's going to be a great thing.
Yeah, it's the next best thing. For because we all had, all of us are like, we got fans all over the world who can't spend the money to come to LA.
What's that like?
Yeah.
You know?
Can you tell them about the Naughty Show?
Well, I just did a tour through China and Hong Kong, and it was
best time ever, right?
So
we had Jimmy Shubery on here. It was that guy talking about China is gold.
Well, I'm sure Jimmy might have had a slightly different experience.
I'm sure he did.
Probably.
You'll get the fly helicopter. $5, you get this Thai chick.
Yeah.
Sit in a basket, and you just spin her. It's crazy.
Yeah. It was nuts. But we had podcast fans at every single show.
That's amazing.
Awesome. Like, literally, we did a show in Guangzhou, China, in an Irish pub.
Oh, that place is great.
No, yeah. It's Patty's? Yeah,
it's awesome. Patty.
It's awesome.
The Guinness? Pahis?
Yeah. Yeah, the Szechuan Guinness? Fucking spicy Guinness.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
No, there's people in the front row. These guys were like, holy shit, I love Comedy Film Nerds. And we were like, what
That's
are you doing
awesome.
Here?
Yeah. That lets just you know how open everything is. It's like how connected the internet is. It's mind blowing.
When we were shooting the documentary in Japan, you know, like you see in movies that big Buddha statue?
Yeah.
You see it in like every movie. We're there shooting and we hear, hey, Chris, hey, Graham. We got recognized in Japan just shooting the movie.
At a Buddha.
At a
100-foot Buddha.
We don't get recognized in L.A.
That's
we're like in Japan.
No,
you know, we get recognized.
Especially around Buddha. You're like, Buddha's here. They're like, no. I love comedy films. Yeah. Fuck him. Fuck the bow tree. I want to talk to you guys.
An 800-year-old copper Buddha.
Yeah. I've seen it. You want to go to Patty's and talk podcast?
So here's the thing. I know you guys are going to be running nuts during this whole podcast thing. We thought.
Oh, no, and shooting a movie.
Okay. So, all right. I'm
going to stop more on your plate.
And you're more than welcome to say no. Two things. I just did a movie. I thought it'd be hilarious if one of you or both of you came on the show and did a basically a critique of my movie.
Love to.
I would love to. Yeah, yeah.
I'll get you a copy of it. Gotta be nice to these guys, but it's just like.
That's not a critique.
Yeah, and just be like, I thought it'd be really funny if the Comedy Film Nerds did it. Like,
does it have distribution yet?
Yeah, it's been on a. They did it exclusive on Xbox. It's a long story.
Okay.
It was supposed to. You know who Jay Leggett is? He did. He wrote Without a Paddle.
Yes.
He was on Mad TV.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was his last movie ever shot. And it started out, it was going to be a television show. And then this channel's like, we'd love this as a movie. So then he tried to turn it into a movie. And it's funny. For what it is, it's really funny. But I thought it'd be great if you guys did a quick mini, like, Comedy Film Nerd podcast. Like a 10-minute, 15-minute, quick little blah, blah, blah.
30 minutes, 40.
Where, at the festival?
Yeah, at our thing.
Done.
Make
sure you give me a copy.
I will.
Get us a copy.
I'll get you guys a copy of it.
And we'll come on your show for 10 minutes and talk about
and
it.
And then do a Bane off.
Done. Bane off at the festival.
I'll have one.
Bane off at the festival.
I think we should go back to doing, because when I came on to do the movie, I think we did rap lyrics.
That's all these guys keep talking about.
We got to do rap lyrics again. I love it. Yeah. I'll do a Bane off any day of the week.
All right, we'll come in with three songs. We'll do a little medley.
Yeah.
Oh, not Bane medley.
Songs. Yeah, we can do a little
like
medley.
Like a Bane mashup.
Yeah.
Bane medley.
Oh, man.
Wait, what if you guys did like a Bane 8 Mile?
Oh, my God.
Like a Bane battle.
A rap battle?
A rap battle as Banes. Yeah.
That'd be funny. If you guys know you're going against each other,
yeah.
You guys could try to write a couple funny little like.
We'll talk before. We'll figure out what like. We'll pick a list and you do this, I'll do that. And we'll Bane it up.
And the reason we're bringing this up to you is because we had a really awesome thing going. On our show, Gareth has had a war with Michael Winslow on who is a better sound effects machine.
Yeah.
And it was coming to a head, and it was supposed to come to, you know, the big match was supposed to be at the PodFest. But Winslow's gone dark. And he's not returning our phone calls either.
He's got some of that rich people drug money.
You're lucky you love Obama so much, you little scamp.
So we are trying to put together the show still. We had the big show put together, and it's kind of gone away. So now we're re-putting the show together. And what do you find What is the common element in shows that really go well at the PodFest? I'm sure you've seen some amazing shows and some like, okay.
I think here's the thing that works best at the Pod Festival is well, obviously trying to get as many of your fans to your show is the key so it is a live show. But obviously every single person at your show isn't going to necessarily be a diehard fan. You're going to get some of them. You're going to get some people going, oh, maybe I've heard of this, or this sounds new, I want to check it out, or I heard my favorite comedian on Naughty Show. So I think to me, it's like, I think you got to do a mix of like the stuff you know your base is going to dig, and knowing, it's like if you're doing stand-up, and you know half the crowd has heard you before, and half the crowd hasn't. You put together your set like, okay, I need to do some home run classics to get the new people on board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then also I gotta give the inside jokes to the diehards.
I gotta step up my game for a big live show that my fans feel like they're getting something more and above and beyond what I normally get.
Right,
them.
Exactly. That's what like we don't do that many live shows a year. We do maybe 5 or 6 live shows a year. So we always try to figure out what can we add that's different than – it's not just in the garage.
We do 3 successful ones.
I understand that. We've done some really successful ones and we've done some not so really successful ones. Yeah.
But
it's
like,
just interesting.
We started this thing. Our last live show was in May. We did our summer movie preview and we were like, we got to add something more to the live show. So we started showing trailers of upcoming movies. We did like 5 or 6 trailers, and we picked a couple that were like, oh, that looks awesome, and a couple that looked so bad that we could make fun of.
Right.
So kind of, you know, Mystery Science Theater style. And our fans were like, awesome, awesome, awesome. And now that we've got the video stream, we're definitely going to do that.
Right.
And like, well, here's a great example. Last year we had Joey McIntyre on our show from New Kids on the Block.
Yep. NKOTB. Yeah,
I can't believe you felt you had to tell us.
Yeah, NKOTB. J-Mac.
Like we don't know that name.
So he tweeted it. A couple days before.
You know, William Shakespeare, the playwright.
Yeah.
The playwright.
Yeah.
The guy, yeah. From England, the English one.
Yeah.
So Joey McIntyre tweets it a couple days out. In the front row were maybe 30 women, all with his T-shirts. They didn't know us. They didn't know what a podcast was.
Could care less.
They could care less. So they left going, well, I got to see Joey Mac, and this was a blast.
Yeah.
I picked up a lot of Twitter followers because of that. Right. And they were like, some of them listened to us, and some.
Yeah,
so I think that was the key. We were like, Chris, we got to do our thing, which is movie jokes, and then let Joey do his thing. Like I forced him to sing.
Like, yeah, that was funny.
I'm going to do that again.
Did the girls go crazy?
They went batshit nuts. Yeah. And after the show, they lined up to get photos with him.
And what did these fans look like?
They were all, a lot of them. You know, I'm friends with him. And so name drop. But so I've been to his show a couple times at the Staples Center, which is all women. And they're from like early 20s to 40s. Like these women were in that age. They were like late 20s, early 30s. So they started listening when they were like 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever. And they were just like, it was adorable. With the little buttons, and I'm Joey's girl, because each one of them is like, I'm Donnie's girl, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But it'd be like, fucked up if Donnie's girl shows up. She's like, I'm here because I like Donnie. Fuck Joey.
Oh, that would have been ugly.
Let me ask you something, man. If you could play the Staples Center and have an all-female, would you want to do that?
Yeah.
I would go, this is going to go horribly bad. Because when they sync
so
up,
it's
like, I can understand being Justin Timberlake doing that, and it's got to be great, but I just feel like stand up, it's just like they would sync up and it would just like be this army of
you
chicks.
Mean their cycles?
Yeah, yeah. I just like that's a nightmare to me. I would love, I
of
love.
Blood rush this
well, let's assume, Sam, that if you got to be, you're not going to just get a gig at the Staples Center and they just,
that's all women.
They,
Sam, this is
world.
The Staples Center call.
I'm asking if you want to set something up.
So,
hey, after this festival, you want to see if we can do the Staples Center?
Yeah, so you're doing.
And then,
they gave 20,000 comps only to women.
So you're doing this show after Why the Last Man has happened.
Yeah, yeah. So all men have died,
yeah.
And now we're performing.
Okay.
Well, then, yeah.
Got it.
Because then I'm going to just go
so
through.
So where
and just
are we with that? Are we close to that?
Yeah.
That gig is the day after the festival.
Okay.
We're booking.
I would just be doing cheese graters the whole time while I'm on stage.
Donnie's girl is not going to like that.
I couldn't imagine that. Just a room full. I mean, Justin Timberlake
backstage, it gets real.
Must be just murdering it, dude.
No, he's married. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, you're true. That's true. So that's great. Do you have a favorite podcast memory? Like, you're like, this is year three, but the first 2 years, this one thing was just like, this is it.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
I think one of the best memories here is the first festival, the first night, when a year and a half of work all came together, and when the first fans came in, and then the first podcast went off. Oh my God.
Was Mark Maron. Well, no, the first year, Maron didn't perform the first year. He just did stand-up.
It was Sklarbro. The long shot.
Because I remember that was what I was going to say was, My two favorite moments. First, when I walked into the hotel the first year, and all these people I'd never met go, "Graham!" And they were like, all the people who donated on Kickstarter early on. And then when I walked on stage, I introduced the Sklar Brothers. They were the opening show. And I walked up there and said, "We did it!" And everyone went nuts. I'm getting chills thinking about it. Everyone could.
I got hard nipples.
My butthole just bleached itself.
Yeah. I'm masturbating.
It was like the energy of this. When we first put the idea out there on Kickstarter, and people were like, they couldn't believe that we did it. We couldn't believe that we did it.
And we're also like, one of the reasons we did a Kickstarter, I'm like, do people really want this? Is this going to work? And it was the response was amazing, just not only from the Kickstarter people, the sponsors too. We were getting emails from MailChimp saying, if you don't even make your Kickstarter goal, we'll put in the rest of the money. We want to see this
MailChimp
happen.
MailChimp is great.
They're amazing.
This is their third year in a row sponsoring us.
They're great.
Squarespace is with us. This is the second year.
They're doing the lab.
Audible is doing the live stream.
Yeah. The lab, by the way, real quick, anyone who didn't get personally invited that has a smaller podcast, come to the festival. Just all you got to do is buy a pass. You can go in the Squarespace lab and interview anybody. And comics, like last year, Mark Maron and Aisha Tyler just went in there and banged out. So these shows in these small towns or whatever,
we're getting huge
name guests.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Is there a podcast you want to get that you haven't gotten yet?
Oh, there's a bunch.
What
is your Moby Dick?
What's your white whale?
I would say Hardwick or Rogan. We'd love to get one of those guys in.
We've also been trying to get ones like trying to get into the NPR ones like Freakonomics. And there was a couple other ones we were trying to get, like 99% Invisible. And just schedules don't match up, or it's been difficult to get some of these. But yeah, there's a bunch. We have a whole list of like, here's who we would really want to get.
Hardwick, you know, I'm friends
with
the guy.
Maybe we should play hard to get.
No.
Yeah, we're bailing. No, we're still in. I don't think that works. I don't think it works right now.
Yeah, there's a couple other people behind you.
Comes so far.
Is one of them Obama?
Yeah. He can't wait to get in. I'm not putting his fucking podcast in there. It's all the drugs for blacks.
Yeah,
I'm not
doing that. Really. Well, ever since he started dating Sam, it's been
are
really
you guys? are you guys? Now, you guys, your whole podcast is you critique movies. You're going to critique my movie on our podcast. That all works out. Would you guys ever critique a porno?
Sure.
I would love to see you guys critique a porno.
I would give a legitimate critique of the lighting and sound.
You
and
would
direction.
Literally be the first person in years.
You answered
to
that
watch.
A lot quicker than I thought you would. I actually thought about it. Like, how would we do it?
What do you mean, how? It's a movie. I'd be like, well, the acting in this one scene seemed forced.
Yeah.
She didn't seem like she wanted to be there.
We could
make
it work.
I didn't believe that he wanted to come on her ass.
Black guy number four was in the moment.
Great writing.
It didn't make sense to me that her stove broke and he was the repairman. Well, I just didn't buy it.
His character didn't go anywhere. It's like he fucked her and that was
there
it.
Was no arc.
Yeah, there's no arc.
He didn't even fix the goddamn
stove. What heads up with the stove?
Isn't there one company that makes like more expensive ones, like the ones that are like the superhero ones?
And they're
and
actually
stuff?
Selling, which is hilarious.
I would review one of those.
So those are the ones we would review.
We'll
definitely.
Do that sometime. Next time we have you on, we'll do that.
Isn't there like an X-Men one and then there's...
Here's what you do. You get some of those and we'll review it and then get a porn star in here and we'll have a film discussion.
That's great.
You know what's so interesting, and we got to wrap up, man, what a great episode, is that it's so interesting about who wants to be on the show with a porn star and who doesn't. We've had people like have weird bad reactions, so we're like very particular about who we pair up with adult film stars. And then we've had people come in there going, dude, this is the naughty show.
Yeah.
Where are the porn stars?
They're like disappointed.
Yeah.
They really are. It's really amazing. So I'm very conscious because some people are like, my brand, I don't want to be seen with a porn star. I would never do that to anybody.
Sure.
But there's some people, Unless, who do we do it to the one guy that definitely did?
We sprung it on Fred Stoller.
We made
Fred Stoller do quote-unquote auditions with them and give them acting pointers. And boy, was he not into it at all.
I think I would be excited, then I'm sure I would get nervous or something like that or say something weird. Or
there, you know what? Like, some of them are complete train wrecks. Like the girl we had in there for our 200. Who is like willing to get totally naked and do whatever, and then Clownvis walks in and she freaks out.
She was afraid
and
of clowns.
And she's like, I'm afraid of clowns.
You honestly, it couldn't have been more amazing. It was like she was doing anything on the floor. Clownvis walked in. She was like, get the holy water. She was like freaking out. She wouldn't look at him.
All right. Sorry about that. You guys, man, awesome. Love that you guys came on. Very thankful you guys put us on the podcast. Sure. I know you got to put a million people on. The fact that you think about us and put us on. And
you guys
happy
are great,
to
man.
Have you guys.
You guys are great. You have a very unique show. It's and that's what we want.
It's gonna go crazy. I'm really happy live stream. So we're gonna try to go for it and have everybody have a great time. Real quick, links you want people to check
go
out.
Go to here for tickets and everything. And when we announce the live streaming, go to lapodfest.com. We are also at lapodfest on Twitter. And when we announce the live stream, when that's available for sale, we will. You'll hear that. And we'll also email you guys so you can talk about your coupon code. And then, of course, Comedy Film Nerds. We're on iTunes and at Comedy Film Nerds and comedyfilmnerds.com.
You guys are always saying you want to see our show live. You want to see a live stream. Well, here it is. And this is going to be like, I'm going for it. We got a Bane off. We're going to go for it. I was going to do Adult Film Talent Show and have a bunch
do
come
it.
In. I mean,
do
that
it.
Was a classic. Are we... We're discussing it.
You guys are on at 11 o'clock, so we put you...
We're on at 9.
We're on at 9. Oh, yeah. Winnie, you're fine. You're fine. You're on at 9.
It's still night.
It's still night.
Yeah.
It's Friday night, right?
Yeah.
It's Friday night in Beverly Hills.
So we're gonna do a lot of stuff, so we're very excited about it, and it's going to be great. And if you guys can make it into L.A., I would tell you, man, it is so much fun, and Vicky loves it. I mean, this is her favorite time of year.
Yeah.
Look at her face.
Yeah.
She's just
beaming. I mean, some people get excited about sports or whatever the fuck. I don't know. But the PodFest... Holy shit. That's what, it's like I'm remembering who was 7 p.m. night one, year one.
That's
I'm insane.
That's impressive.
I mean,
I don't even know this year's schedule yet.
Yeah.
And I helped program it.
Ask Vicky. She's got it. She hacked into your guys'
What is
stuff.
The Film Nerd Show?
When Wes was like, you know, Aisha Tyler will be there. It's like, no, she's against us. Don't worry about her show.
It's against. I just think it's just
it's versus. It's versus.
Yeah. There's Sam again defending.
If every show, here's the thing. If every single podcast promoted the shit out of it and just got 3% of their 1 to 3% of their audience to come out, every show would be sold out.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to be great, man. We're really excited about it. We're going to be pushing links. Anything we got to push real quick?
No, I guess go to allthingscomedy.com for The Naughty Show and Comedy Film Nerds.
And guys, if you're listening, Playboy Radio's got some amazing shows, man. They just got Greg Wilson on here, one of my favorite comics.
He's very funny.
Things are going great. Great stuff going. We thank Playboy Radio for having us on. You guys ever need any podcasts from Playboy Radio, they'd be great for the festival. Love you guys. Again, thanks for all the support. Our numbers keep going up and up and up. We appreciate everything, and we'll see you guys on the other side. Take care. Hey! Windows, open your doors, open your mind to a freedom of thought.
Right now, finding out comedian Samuel Tripoli has never, ever, ever listened to another person tell a joke.